We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Just want to let you guys know that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to visit prizepicks.com or use their app. Use the promo code when you sign up, BTJ, for a $100 deposit. Match. All right, we are back. What is going on, Colts Nation? It is officially draft week, and wanted to welcome on a very special guest from 107.5thefan.com, Kevin Bowen, onto the show. Kevin, we finally made it, man. It is about time. Enough speculation, enough mock drafts. We are finally going to get an answer here this Thursday and this weekend on what the Indianapolis Colts are doing. How are you feeling, Kevin, knowing we are finally here draft week?
Yeah, it's a little bit of Christmas is finally here for, I think, a lot of people when it comes to an NFL offseason. But yeah, excited just to obviously see, you know, who they draft, how they go about things. And you know, selfishly, just inches closer to the regular season, which, you know, is what I really love, just kind of seeing how it all comes together. But really looking forward to Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, man. Like you said, it really does feel like it is like Christmas morning for a lot of NFL fans. And so it's finally here. But then, you know, it's the dreaded summer until training camp where you don't have a whole lot to talk about. So, but with that being said, Kevin, the Colts do have a lot they need to accomplish during this NFL draft cycle. Now, obviously, Indianapolis right now, pick number 15 overall. In your mind, Kevin, what would you say if you were to say like this to be a successful draft for the Colts, they must accomplish these few things? What would you say to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of two goals. I think one is find a Pro Bowler at a premium defensive position. You know, and when I think of that, I think of, you know, corner. I think of edge rush. You know, that would be, just such a dream, really, scenario. And, you know, two positions they've struggled to draft at in the Chris Ballard era. And then the other thing would just be further support for your quarterback. And I probably side a little bit more with the pass catching positions. So those are the two, you know, main items for me. It's, you know, can you find the real high level, you know, edge rusher or a corner, and then, you know, on the flip side of that, again, support for Anthony Richardson. And, you know, a lot of that kind of falls in line with what Chris Ballard said at the end of the season. You know, need to get more explosive and need to limit the explosion, you know, from other offenses. And so, you know, those positions and those types of players would certainly address both of those things just in, you know, different ways. So those are probably the two biggest keys for me draft-wise.
Gotcha. So, Kevin, obviously, you know, we talk about a couple of these different positions. Some of them you just highlighted. But if you had to kind of put a like power ranking on the positions of need for you, say like one to three or four, what would you say for you? How would that kind of fall for you?
So I did a positional mock draft, which is kind of an exercise I do pretty much every year to assess needs with the value of each draft pick. You know, the higher the need, the higher the draft pick you would use on that. So I think it's close, but I would say in some order, it is corner, it is wide out, and it's edge rusher. Those would be the three that I put up there. You know, I know safety is one a lot of people would also put up there. That would probably be another one. And then I think it's a little bit of drop from there. You know, I think it's smart to try and find some sort of middle round pick on the offensive line, probably the interior. You know, can you try and get a center of the future for Anthony Richardson? You know, day three wise, I think running back and linebacker are two positions that I'd like to see, you know, be selected then. But yeah, I think there's definitely a tier one. And then again, you know, corner, wide out, you know, safety probably needs to be on that tier as well, even though maybe I don't initially put it up there. You know, Julian Blackman only re-signed for 1 year. And then again, I think edge rusher still needs to be up there.
Awesome. I know, Kevin, it's been the big heavy debate here. It feels like recently about every couple weeks we have a different kind of report coming out. Oh, the Colts are going to do this. They're going to trade up. They're going to trade back. They're going to stay put. What is the sense that you get, and what do you think for Indianapolis based off of, you know, Chris Ballard's comments earlier or later last week about, you know, what 19 to 20 some prospects that he has first round grades on? What sense do you get on kind of what you believe Indy will do and what's like the most likely scenario for them?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, certainly past precedent with Chris Ballard and just history with him would say trade back. And, you know, when he says the 19 to 24 first round grades, you got to think about it as, you know, as they draft at 15, you know, 14 of those guys come off the board, and then you're sitting there with 5 to 7 of them, you know, trading back, still getting a player you value in round one, but then also trying to recoup, you know, maybe a third rounder or something along those lines. That certainly checks out. And again, you know, as we sit here right now, Cody, they only have 7 picks. That's a pretty small number for a Ballard draft. So that angle to it, I think, again, fits the Ballard history and the precedent. The question just becomes, you know, again, here in year 8, does he choose to deviate in any way or tweak? And his words would probably indicate no. But, you know, they made some sort of swing at Danielle Hunter in free agency. You can debate, you know, how significant of a swing it was. But, you know, if they make that move, you know, are we sitting here singing a very different tune to how the offseason has unfolded? Again, do you view yourself in the draft where, you know, they've only drafted 4 guys in round one in Ballard's 7 years? So it's not like they've been, you know, they haven't been in this position. They're kind of the middle of round one in a little bit of time. I guess Cody Pay was kind of back half of it. But, you know, you go back to Malik Hooker. So, you know, they've drafted what, you know, 2 times outside of the top 10, but yet still in round one. So it's not a lot of precedent in this range. It offers you some ability to at least entertain some things. And, you know, does the Buckner cap space come into play at all? I think all of that will be really, really interesting.
Yeah. And I know this isn't directly draft related, but what do you make of that Buckner cap space? Because I've heard anything from, oh, they're just going to let it roll over to next year, to potentially could a move be coming post draft. Like, I mean, could you see either of those scenarios being a reality for Indy, or do you get a sense one way or another, or is it more like just waiting to see kind of how the draft shakes out?
Yeah, I would go there. It's just giving you flexibility. You know, Kevin Pritchard for the Pacers uses a word a lot of times that I like, of optionality. You know, it just allows you to pick up the phone and talk to people and at least entertain it, or at least consider it. Whereas some teams can't even pick up the phone, or they're just wasting their time based off where they're at, you know, again, cap space, draft pick wise, however you want to view that. So, yeah, that's the major thing for me, is it offers you a little bit of flexibility. I don't know if you and I had this conversation earlier in the off season, but I remember having this on my podcast of, you know, the Michael Pittman extension. You know, it's not like you had to rush into that. you know, you had until what, late July, I think it is, with those franchise tags. And so my thought was, you know, you could wait till early May, kind of like this next 2 week period. By that point, you're through free agency and you're through the draft, and you really know what moves might have occurred, might have, you know, popped up out of nowhere. And now you've got the flexibility, or at least you have a better understanding, I should say, of what your team looks like moving forward. And then boom, if you want to give Pittman that extension, you obviously do that. And he's still participating in, you know, all of OTAs and that aspect of it. They elected not to do it. But again, this Buckner thing, to me, it opens up a little bit of that. You know, when we had this conversation 3 years ago, 2 years ago on Monday of draft week, was AJ Brown really available for the Titans? You know, those sorts of calls, those sorts of, again, just discussions, you can have them now. And, you know, before the Buckner trade, you probably couldn't, or before the Buckner extension, you probably couldn't seriously have them.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Now, Kevin, the final kind of thing I want to talk about here, and I know this is kind of like very dependent on how you view these prospects, but, you know, say Indianapolis stays at 15. I know obviously there's going to be different prospects at different points, but have you found, as you've kind of looked at some of these prospects, you've dug into them a little bit, any players that you think would be, if you would say the closest thing to a slam dunk at where they're drafting, what would be some of those guys that you're like, I think this would be a perfect option for Indy, given the positions of need they have and given, like you said, the need for some playmakers on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, I like both the Alabama guys in that general range. Dallas Turner's probably a little bit above that range, but still, you know, as far as that bendy speed edge rusher, I just think that's the ingredient. That's the pitch that the Colts just kind of lack across their D-line. I think they have a lot of really good defensive linemen and some versatility and some diversification within that group. But I think adding that would be huge. And with Arnold, I think you see some ability to, you know, maybe play outside and inside at corner and, you know, follow guys around. And, you know, if you draft a guy like Quinion Mitchell, you know, are you going to play to the strengths of, you know, him as a press corner? You know, that would be a question that I think you would have. So, you know, those names would probably be that. I mean, Brock Bowers to me, I just think Shane Steichen would salivate, you know, picturing him in their offense and just the amount of versatility that he would bring to the table. So those would probably be the ones that, I don't know, I'm trying to keep it like realistic in their range and not get too far ahead of myself with anybody else. But yeah, those are some of the ones.
Like Ryan Thomas has been a guy that a lot of people have mocked to Indy at 15, 17 touchdowns. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Right. And certainly over the top ability is, you know, what you want. And, you know, what would it mean for Alec Pierce? That would probably be one of my initial questions I would have after a pick like that. But yeah, that yards after catch element, you know, that was something, you know, Ballard was talking about it Friday at his draft presser. You know, feels like Anthony Richardson scrambling wise will just naturally create some of that. And he's certainly right. I mean, you watch, you know, so many big plays come off of a quarterback extending something. But at the same time, I think he can be a quarterback's best friend when you have that guy out there that, again, can either do it over the top or, you know, take some underneath stuff and break a tackle or two and boom, they go. So Thomas is probably more of the over the top guy, some other wideouts, maybe more round two guys, you know, lack size, lack ideal route tree. But again, they can give you something after catch. Those are things that I think you have to explore. Similar to, you know, the defensive line. I'd say, you know, you're kind of missing that fastball, the speed bendy rusher. I think wideout wise, you're missing the give me the football and watch me do something with it.
Gotcha. So say the scenario we talked about with trade down. Like obviously some of these players at 15 aren't going to be available when the Colts would trade down, say, to early to mid 20s, somewhere around that range. Who are some players that you identify that you think would be still really good fits for Indy in that trade down scenario?
Yeah, you know, Cooper DeJean is one that I just think in today's NFL, the chess piece game is huge. And having versatile defenders, I think, is kind of an underrated element too. Hey, can you match up on a tight end? Can you play a little corner? You know, can you play some safety? And again, I feel like he's got a little bit of that to his game. So, you know, he would be one. You know, I think when you bring up wideout, you know, who is that fourth wideout? Is it Brian Thomas Jr.? I thought Adam Schefter reported today there's a labrum injury, I think, involved with him. So, you know, would he be there at 15? You know, would he be there early 20s? Are there other wideouts that you look at, you know, more in that range if you get there and, you know, all the corners are on the board at 15. Are you good with trading back and still getting, you know, whatever, corner two, corner three? But I would say just if you want to, you know, kind of nail it down to one that jumps out, Cooper DeJean would definitely be one.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, cool. Well, it's going to be interesting, Kevin, to see what the Indianapolis Colts do. Obviously, we talk about all these positions of needs and things like that. But I think at the end of the day, like you said, just adding more talent on both sides of the ball is the biggest thing. And some of those things that you currently lack on your roster right now. But where are you, out of curiosity, this isn't a draft-related question necessarily, but more for you. Where are you going to be watching this draft from? And how is it going to be kind of a, hey, I'm out for the weekend. How's it going to be for you?
I'll be over at the Colts Complex. So, yeah, this will be, gosh, I don't even know, probably draft 11, 12 that I've spent over there. So, yeah, a couple late nights Thursday and Friday, and then you know, Saturday can be a bit of a long day. But, again, I just enjoy, you know, again, getting to know, you know, a lot of these guys and finding more out about them. And then, obviously, just kind of seeing where they fit into the puzzle. And, you know, I love college football as well, so I enjoy that angle of it, of, you know, just seeing where some of these guys – or watched play in college, where they're going to be in the NFL. So, yes, I'll be holed up over at West 56th Street for a long, long 3 days.
Hey, I know your guy Cam Hart, a lot of people are saying potentially could be a riser. I mean, third round, fourth round guy. Do you think that would be a good fit there? I think it could be. He's huge.
Yeah, Cam had a great year. You know, unfortunately kind of battled some injuries throughout his career, position switch early in his career. But yeah, I mean, you talk about tall and you know, bringing some length to the cornerback position, and had a nice senior bowl. So Yeah, I'll be curious if he can sneak into day two. You know, does he kind of crack into that round three? And then, you know, I guess corner for the Colts again. Do they want another swing at outside? Do they think a little bit of versatility with the inside? And it's kind of life after Kenny Moore. I think that'll be an element to keep an eye on as well.
Yeah, that just actually reminded me of another question I had. Last question I'll have throw your way, Kevin. Is there a position you think the Colts could potentially double dip at? I mean, we saw them not even double, triple dip corner last year. Is there a position like that where you're like the Colts view it as like, we just need as many of these darts at the dartboard, to use, I think, an analogy that you've used before, but just more opportunities, you know, to use and to just get more talent in this room? Is there a position that you have in mind that could potentially that happen in?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, corner, I guess it's like DB room in general. You know, do you go with the corner and then do you go with the safety? You know, we've seen Marvell Tell, like, you know, some position flex. There's a kid from Texas, Watts, who kind of fits that mold this year. You know, obviously, if you look at, you know, a guy like Cooper DeJean, you know, you'd probably label him more of just kind of a DB, not necessarily a corner or safety. So, you know, do you see kind of two DBs there? And then I'd say offensive line, just based off of some of Chris Ballard's comments from earlier at that pre-draft presser, you know, loves the middle rounds for that O-line group. Do you look at it and say, you know, here's a middle round dart, you know, at both those spots, you know, interior and I guess tackle, and see what you got there? You return all your snaps from last year on your offensive line. So again, I don't think it's like majorly pressing, but that is something that I am curious about. But, you know, again, Cody, only 7 picks. So, you know, if you double dip, I mean, hell, you're, you know, approaching half your picks right there. So that'll be something certainly to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, I appreciate you coming on, man, giving your thoughts and insight on the NFL draft. Like we said, it is officially draft week, so only, I believe, 3 days away from the draft, which is definitely exciting. But, man, appreciate it, and we'll definitely have to converse post-draft and kind of talk about these picks.
Definitely, Cody. Always enjoy hopping on, so thanks for having me, man.
Awesome, man. Yep, sounds good. Thank you, Kevin. Really appreciate it, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in. That'll do it for this one. Thanks, guys, and go Colts.